You're listening to Talk 1260 KTRC, Humanity, the Experience, with your host, Betsy Ronell.
Happy Saturday. This is Betsy Ronell here with Humanity, the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. I'm with Isabel Parlette, otherwise known as the Soundbite Shaman. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. We're so happy to have you here. She does something that I think is quite fascinating and so beneficial for people, and things that people, you know, often don't know how to summarize up themselves in a quick and easy way. And Isabel helps businesses and individuals do that. So explain who the Soundbite Shaman is and what she does.
Well, as the Soundbite Shaman, my deep, deep passion in the world is helping people to really connect to that bigger, deeper message that's inside them. That message that, in a way, even if they haven't known it all their life, they've kind of been developing and nurturing. And I want to help them find that message, connect to it, and find just clear, simple words so it's easy for them to share that message with the world, whatever format they end up choosing to share it.
Right. I mean, essentially, in your, you know, this is silly, but in your own way, you do encapsulate someone's business or their message in a soundbite.
Exactly.
So just shoot it out there. I'm so-and-so. This is what I do. Blip.
Right. And that's kind of the end result. And part of what I love, too, is what comes before that, that I really believe before we can have powerful sound bites, we have to really get to the heart of what it is we're here to share with the world.
Now, say someone comes to you, and you can use whatever example you want. How is it you filter it down to this simple message, but that encompasses the whole meaning of what someone does?
So what I find is before we get to the super short, snappy kind of public language, there's a process that happens first, and I call it defining the true spirit of your work.
Okay.
And I have this belief that we all have what I call a unique access to universal wisdom, that through our talents, our skills, our life experience, there's some aspect of the human experience that we actually understand on a deeper level than most people. And so what I do is help people really find and name that. And the way I do it is I have people tell me stories.
Right.
I just have people tell me stories about those moments in their life when they were in a state of grace, where they could feel that they were having a powerful impact in the world. Even if it was something as simple as being a waitress at Friendly's,
sure,
and giving people that warmth when they walked in the door. And as people tell me those stories, I do kind of just channel it, but I kind of hear what the unifying themes are that tie all the stories together, and that what all those stories coming together are really saying. There's a story I like to tell about one of my clients years ago when I developed this process. She was a new career coach, so helping guide people in their careers. And we were trying to get to the heart of her message. And she said, I asked her about her previous jobs. And she said, I used to work in a rural post office. Now, most of us would go, there's no connection, right? Totally random.
Interesting.
But I said to her, so when you were there working at the post office and someone walked in and needed help, what did you want for them? What did you want them to feel and experience?
Yeah.
And she said, it's really simple. I wanted them to feel like they really understood all their options and that they felt great about whatever option they chose.
Good.
Now, she meant literally media mail and priority.
Right.
I said, any connection to what you do as a coach? She said, Isabel, that's exactly what I do as a coach.
Yeah.
I help people understand what their career options are and feel really, really good about whatever option they chose. And that, for me, really hit home that in some ways our lives are always circling around the same story.
Sure. Very true. I know. You and I did a session, and that was really interesting. But anyway, that was cool. But it's true. I mean, I find that people are always, no matter how they try and get away from something, they're always it's always biting them again in the behind or something.
In fact, I think we do often resist what that message is. I don't know what it is about human nature.
Yeah.
That for years I worked with a mentor who said, Isabel, your work's all about communication.
Yeah.
And I had started as a personal and business coach and worked with diverse clients and specialized in working with small business owners. And this mentor kept saying, your work's about communication. And I'd say, oh, no, it's not. Yeah. No, I don't think that's true at all.
Yeah.
And yet when I really sat down and looked at it, communication is something I've always been fascinated with.
Yeah.
You know, my parents said when I was 3 years old and they tried to explain something to me and they simplified their language, I'd throw myself on the floor screaming, you used the wrong word.
Oh, how funny.
You know, so since that age, I've always just had this, you know, this attention.
Right. Yeah. And what was mine? Mine has to do with sort of serving people, isn't it? Not like, say, as a waitress, but serving and supporting humanity and delivering a kind message to humanity. And that's always been what I've done, even as a kid, a little kid.
Exactly. That's what I find is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Is often the childhood stories are some of the most powerful stories I hear from people.
Right.
And then people are amazed to see the connection between these things that drew their attention as a child and the work that they want to do in the world
right
now.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Mine's shifting, but, you know, I still want to be of service to the community and, you know, be part of it and deliver a kinder version of a message. Whatever it is.
Right. And to use your voice to speak to the masses.
Exactly.
To help them wake up.
Right. Wake up and see their truth, the truth, ask questions. Don't just be force-fed information, then take it as, you know, okay, this is what I'll think. No, we're all better than that. And, you know, I implore you all to think for yourselves.
Right.
It's one of the things I do. But, you know, it's easy to do in this community because we have such amazing and fascinating and open-minded people, I think, in Santa Fe. Don't you think?
I do. I think Santa Fe draws people who want to follow a path that's not the normal mass consciousness path.
Right. Right.
And so it does make for a lot of creative offerings here.
Yeah. And I find, like, I know people, most people I know chose to move here, like my husband and I chose to move here. But then I know people who are transferred here for some job. And it's just like they're just doing their time until they get transferred again, until they die, until they retire, whatever is supposed to happen to them. They're just doing their time. And unfortunately for Santa Feans and them, they're stuck in Santa Fe. But there's a huge difference between the majority, I think, who have chosen to stay here if they grew up here or chosen to come here as older people or young families or whatever, and then the few that are like, oh, yeah, I got transferred here. They're just so miserable. The minute I meet one of those people and the way they say it, I'm just like, run for your life. They're not happy. Get away from them. But even the people who, because we live amongst so many retired people, those people have chosen to come here, too, because it's such a beautiful on so many levels place to live.
Yeah, I will say I grew up in California and I spent 13 years in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And what I love is I think Santa Fe has such incredible culture for such a small town.
Yes.
And after living in big cities, it's such a treat to actually live in a smaller city.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from time to time I miss a big city, but not because of the people that are here, but just because of more variety that it does offer. But this place is jam-packed with all kinds of good stuff,
right?
Which I love. All right, so let's do an let's make up an example so people can sort of have a concrete understanding of what you do. I come to you and say I own a pet salon, okay,
mm-hmm.
And I want to do drop-offs and deliveries, which is unique, and I want to do, you know, shampooing, grooming. I'll even do like nail polish and, you know,
right,
all those beautiful things that they like, the frivolous stuff. What would you tell me? Say I just came to you as a business and I have loved animals my whole life, serving them, helping them, keeping them safe and keeping them pretty and just making them feel full of love has always been my thing.
Right. So what I would do is I believe as human beings and as business owners, we're never more compelling or persuasive than when we're speaking about the things that we're most passionate about.
Right.
So what I would do with someone like you is I would start by really diving really deeply into that passion you have for animals.
Okay.
What is it about animals that's so special? And what happens when we take good care of animals? And, you know, some of my favorite questions to ask is, why is that important?
Okay.
So why is it important that people be able to care for their pets at this deeper level?
Right.
You know, and what happens in a world where people know that their pets are getting the care they need? So I love to unearth all of this sort of deeper, richer material because, you know, you can go to any conventional marketing person and they will teach you how to talk about the benefits of your service.
Exactly.
Or talk about the pain and the problem.
Right.
And those are still good business things to do.
Sure.
But I've just found that, again, we're so much more compelling and persuasive when we access that deeper material.
Yeah.
So if you can start to then create a story that about expressing the deep love you have for your pet, that's a very different kind of message to put out in the world.
Right, and that you're someone who wants to help you take care of your pet and why it's not frivolous and, you know, all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's why I like you, because you aren't just a marketing person. And I was telling someone about it, you're like, oh, marketing firms do that. I said, no, it's different. This is very different because she really delves into you, your psyche, your soul, your spirit, and the why and the how and all that. It's not just, okay, you're a tasty cracker treats and they're good for your teeth. Ha ha. You know, and that's the, I don't know.
Exactly. You know? I mean, I think we are in a time where we're moving into, I think, a hunger in the audience for hearing deeper, more meaningful, more powerful messages.
We are.
And choosing to actually spend our money in alignment with the things that we see have more purpose and more meaning.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is helping people develop a language where they can communicate that way.
Yeah, I agree.
With their potential clients.
I agree. No, I love it. And again, I met you through someone else and I was like, oh, I'll try her. And it was really great. All right, we have to wrap up this segment, our first segment of the hour. This is Humanity, the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'd like to thank my sponsors for helping me support Humanity the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC, Marion Urban, the Skin Whisperer, and Aaron Mayberry of Mayberry Plastic Surgery in Albuquerque, and Sangre de Cristo Tennis and Racquet Club. Thank you. Okay, so we're here still with Isabel Parlett, the Soundbite Shaman, and we were just talking about how the world is sort of really starting to crave a deeper meaning to things, better verbiage, more meaningful meaningful and chosen words. So let's talk about how the language of business is changing.
So there's a couple of trends that I see in how the language of business is changing. And one is that the traditional language of business was really all about just, I would say, transmitting information, right? Bigger, better, best, right?
Right.
Our new product is better than it was before for these reasons.
Right.
And in a way, most traditional marketing training still focuses on, you know, what's the problem, what's the solution, and we go from there. And what I'm really seeing is there's more and more room in the language. We're shifting from what I call the language of information to the language of connection.
Mm.
And particularly for business owners and business entities, that we're no longer here to just transmit information to our audience, to push a message out at people, but to really, when I say connection, the language of connection is not just that we want to create an emotional connection with our audience, but that I think part of our job as business owners is now becoming helping our audience connect to a vision of what's possible for them that they maybe have never put words to before.
Right.
And so what we're starting to see, and there's a, you see a lot of this in a lot of even mass marketing, that we're moving from just this transmission of information to touching and moving people, to touching that deeper place. I think a great example, and they've been around for a little bit, is the MasterCard commercials.
Okay.
Right. Where yes, they're trying to tell a story about how you can use MasterCard, but they always end with the experience you create is priceless.
Right.
So there's sort of, in a way, that's a nice little public example of connecting people to that little emotional place of, oh, wow, what kinds of experiences could I create for myself? And the actual details and facts and information about the product are secondary.
Right. Right. No, I agree. I mean, I don't know which credit card it is now, and it may be MasterCard. I have no idea. I think it's American Express, though, where they've got this guy who, I guess, broke up with his girlfriend, and then he met Alicia Keys, and then he met some other thing. You know, like, he did all these grand things. And I find the commercial trite and irritating, and I actually get rid of it the minute it comes on. But the deeper meaning of that, but they don't convey it in such a way, is dream big. You want to meet, you know, her? Why don't you get yourself to that point? It's possible. For all of our dreams are possible.
And what a great example that you're saying is that there often there is a deeper message and a deeper story there, but it doesn't get expressed.
Exactly.
It doesn't get articulated. And in a way, I would say there isn't a lot of places we can go to get training or education in how to bring that bigger, deeper piece forward.
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, because I studied marketing in school and I was trained to do all this, and I used to do public relations in New York in the fashion industry. And but I find, and this is not to be mean to, you know, big businesses. I'm not talking about little mom and pop businesses or even little small companies. Not at all. These major corporations that fund this country, I think they think we're all rather dumb and that we don't have a deeper level of understanding. And that's why they serve us this garbage in commercials, because we're too stupid to understand anything else. That's why I always tell people, think.
Right.
Think for yourselves. You don't want to watch this or that or hear this. Ask for more, because you're entitled to it. Right?
Right. Yeah. And the other thing I'll say, the reason I think big businesses don't always go to this more meaningful place is it requires that you, whoever the voice is of that company, be vulnerable.
Right.
Be real.
Right.
Not everybody is willing to go out in the world and express themselves that way. Because the truth is, when you express what is most important to you, there is a vulnerability about it.
But be proud of what's important to you, because it's you.
Exactly. And it's so much more exciting and it's so much more engaging.
Yeah. I mean, short of genocide and homicide, what else could be that bad, you know, that's important to you?
Right. What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. Be proud. I mean, if you love hamsters and you've been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, go start your little hamster business. That's beautiful.
Right.
You know, seriously. I mean.
So one of the trends I'm hearing in business is that more and more people are seeing the potential for business to be a force for good in the world.
Yes.
And that not only through our products and services that we offer, we have a beneficial impact, but that I think also the marketing and the messaging that we put out into the world can have that positive, beneficial impact. But it does mean leaving, I think, some of the traditions of how we communicate about our businesses and being willing to go to that more vulnerable, passionate, revealing place.
Yeah. It's not that scary there. You know, it's actually a nicer place to come from, don't you think?
It is.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, in my work, a lot of people will come up against a fear of really letting themselves be that visible.
Oh.
You know, and yet one of my passionate beliefs is that it's often the thing we're most afraid of sharing or revealing that our audience would find the most compelling.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like the more we tamp down on the things that we want to control how people perceive us, we also tamp down on the things that make us real and compelling and exciting.
Yeah. Like, the thing I'm always trying to get away from is I seem to be forced, not forced, I seem to always be put in a position where I have to care about somebody else. I have to care about the community. I have to do the right thing. And I get tired of it. I love people, but it's like, I don't want to do the right thing. I'd like to say lies in the newspaper and say horrible things about people too. I cannot do that because it would hurt me. It would hurt ultimately the other person. It would hurt the community. And it's like, sometimes I'd like to just shut off from the community, but I always find there's like some little thing that's calling me back to serve the community. And I go and do it willingly. But that, for me, that's the place I've always been running from. you know? And so I say this so that those of you listening who are think they're, oh, I don't really want to do that, but yet somehow it keeps getting thrown back in your face, do it and honor it. So I started honoring it by doing this show. I'm going to do other things. I'm, you know, doing volunteer speaking and things like that. Because I really, now that I'm embracing what I clearly am supposed to do, my life is so much richer, even though I'm just like, no, I don't want to. But I keep being forced to do it by the universe.
Well, exactly. If we believe that we've been called here for a reason,
right.
I do find we keep getting called home.
Exactly. So that's why I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm just using myself as an example because this theme keeps coming up. People want to hear from you or they don't want to hear from you, but then they want to hear from you. You know, it's like that. And so if there's something, you know, you keep being, you know, faced with cats and a cat keeps running across your path every few minutes or these cats keep showing up at your door, maybe you're supposed to work with cats or foster cats or donate to the animal community. I don't know. I keep using animals because they're just easy and sweet. But you know what I mean? So that's the only reason I go into this. All right. I just talked about myself and I didn't mean to, but I did do it on purpose so that anybody could understand that.
Well, and the other thing that I think is interesting that's happening in business and in business language is that there's a growing trend of people offering services that have a transformational impact.
Exactly. Now, on that, we're going to take this break and we're going to head off into the third segment with that because that's perfect. And I'll shut up. Okay, we'll be right back. Humanity, the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. Welcome back. We're here with Isabel Parlette, the soundbite shaman. And she's going to continue on that thought. So just repeat the thought for people who are just tuning in.
One of the things that I see is changing in our world is more and more people are going into business where they offer transformational services.
Yes. Like what?
Well, I was an early adopter in the field of personal and professional coaching.
Yes.
So in addition to therapy, which had been one of our main personal transformation industries, you could say,
sure,
came the coaching industry.
Right.
I think it's also becoming more public and more legitimate. People are doing animal communication and energetic healing, particularly here in Santa Fe. We have a lot of alternative healing happening.
Yes.
And what I've seen is, again, our traditional language of business is not really designed to help people tell a story about powerful personal transformation.
Well, it's very surface.
And when you boil it down to those sort of bottom line, tangible outcomes, sort of the whole richness of what's being communicated gets lost.
Yes. All they have to do really is change their verbiage, change their adjective, change their descriptive words into more, and that's not scary.
No, you know? And in fact, what I usually counsel my clients is that you don't want to let go of the concrete stuff, because I always say as human beings, you know, we have these incredible brains that are both highly evolved and very primitive at the same time.
Yes.
So we have to kind of reach people on both levels.
Yeah.
So I usually advocate that my business owners both talk about really concrete, practical outcomes, but they also use words that speak to feelings, emotions, to joy, to bliss.
Yeah.
And to not be afraid of those words that describe those intangible but incredibly rich and powerful experiences that we know people have as a result of doing the work that we offer to the world.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's like these marketers and these mass major corporations, I think they speak to the primitive side in all of us. And we all are little savages deep down inside.
Of course.
But many of us have worked really hard to evolve higher than that. And that's what I wish, because we all have it in us, that's what I wish people would speak to in all of us, because it demands more of you and demands the better part of you.
That's a beautiful way of saying it.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the questions I always ask my clients when they tell me about what they offer is, why is that important, right? What difference does that make in the world that your service exists?
Yeah.
And I think that's, in a way, part of the big reason about my work exists is I want people to be bringing more of their best self.
Yeah.
And I want the bandwidth they take up in airspace and, you know, print space to be calling the best out of the people who receive it.
Wouldn't that be nice? I think that, don't you think that people function out of fear? I think they don't realize it, but they, and we're all scared of something. I'm not really scared of very much because I know that whatever comes my way, I can handle it because I've been through so much. But I find, and so I don't function from a place of fear any longer if I did before. People do. They're like, well, I'm going to walk into this crowded room and they're not going to like my pink sweater. And so then they approach with this perhaps haughty attitude, or the minute they walk in, they cut someone down who's in a red dress. Oh, look at her. She looks fat. Something like that. And so I find that the average person, and they don't know it, but unknowingly functions from a place of fear. Do you find that is true?
I think it's true. I think part of what we need to learn as human beings to function in the world is to make room for all the parts of ourselves and in a way to simultaneously have room for the part of ourselves that wants and believes in the highest ideals and the part of ourselves that is scared and frightened and uncomfortable.
Right.
Certainly I feel as an adult, that's a lot of what I've been learning is that I can be a powerful, successful business owner. But I can also be a hot mess because, you know, some days I am. Exactly.
Right. You're a person, you're a human being. And knowing that we all have that and we all possess that, it's a leveling ground. So, you know, anyway, all right, let's move on because we can go on with this for a whole segment. So tell us how, I mean, you started to talk about things you used to do before this, but what really made you decide, okay, this is what I need. This is going to be my path. Finally, this is it.
Well, as I'd mentioned, I was one of the early adopters in the personal and professional coaching industry, and I was coaching a wide variety of people from executives to people trying to get their next job to performing artists, like very diverse crowd. When I moved to Santa Fe, I started to specialize in small business owners and just really helping them get clear about their goals and their desires and their the actions they were willing to take to grow their business. And as I said, I was working with a mentor because it was so different doing business here in Santa Fe than in New York City.
It's very different, yeah.
And she, you know, she kept telling me my work was about communication, and I fought it, and I fought it. And like so many business owners, I was looking for the thing that was going to save me, right? And so I said, oh, I'm going to be a marketing coach. And I got certified as a guerrilla marketing coach, which is a, there's a whole series of books called Guerrilla Marketing.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this will make it so easy for me to get new clients.
Yeah.
Well, I got certified. I went out. I used all my new skills to get a whole bunch of new clients. And I was successful getting new clients. And I suddenly realized that the only part I really cared about was the opportunity to talk to them about their message.
Nice.
That I didn't really want to do all of the other typical marketing stuff.
Right.
What lit me up was the opportunity to say, let's really dive into the deeper meaning. Yeah. And that's when I finally stopped resisting. And really decided to focus my business around communication. So for about the last 9 years, I've specialized in training business owners in how to think through and come up with the richest, most powerful language to communicate what it is they bring to the table and what they bring to the world.
Yeah. And here, I'll use myself again as another example. But I find that, you know, I'm going through a life change, obviously. I'm a widow. I have two young children, and I need to form now a new life for myself. And so I'm thinking about what you addressed or pointed out for me are my gifts and my talents and the things that I can't seem to run away from. I'm just serving the community in some way. And I find that anyone going through any kind of life change, perhaps they've ended one career, perhaps they have retired and they're bored, you know, perhaps, I don't know, they've just graduated from graduate school or something. It's time to make a life change. I think when you get really down deep, and it is scary, I mean, it gives your stomach, you know, a little queasy feeling. It makes you nervous. But that's the whole beauty. That's the energy behind it, don't you think?
I do. I think that when we connect to that bigger meaning and that bigger purpose in what we do, it provides some of the energy to move through the scarier moments. Mm-hmm. And I think most business owners know there are scary moments in being in business.
Always.
Is this going to work? Will people like it? Are the pieces going to come together? Can I make this happen?
Yeah.
And I find that when people are connected to that deeper purpose and they have words to communicate that deeper purpose, it keeps that fire lit and it gives them that soul energy to power through the scarier or the more difficult moments that come up.
Exactly. What would be some just easy advice for someone who, you know, isn't ready to use your services, can't afford them, or whatever, what would you tell someone out there who's going through this change and wants to figure out what their deepest meaning is? Would you tell them to brainstorm or write the words and give them some advice?
There's two quick tips that I would give. One is that, to me, the most useful question that you can answer is, what is it I most deeply want other people to feel and experience as a result of my presence, as a result of whatever it is that I do?
Okay.
And so that's the question I always come back to again and again. What is it you want people to feel and experience?
Yeah.
Because if you can name that in a way that has you say, I cannot imagine a better use for my life energy, then you know you've gotten to the heart of what you're there. And then the second tip I would give is to go through your life stories. I love to say to people, you are never starting from scratch.
Right.
You're always bringing with you the richness and the depth of your whole life experience. So go through those peak moments in your life and use that question of, in that moment, what did I really want for other people?
Right.
In that moment, what did I want for other people?
Right.
And if you go through those stories, you can often start to see some of the interesting threads and connections that will get you closer to that bigger message.
Okay, and then what about people who will put up resistance to that? Just naturally, we all have a resistance to it. Like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. How could you tell them to, you know, get deeper? What's one level, one way to get a little deeper?
Okay, so if people don't want to do that deeper exploration, and particularly for business owners, but I think everyone can use this, is I just encourage using more feeling words in your message.
That's
so, for example, if you're a business consultant and you say to someone, oh, I can help improve your bottom line, that's a very surface message.
Yeah.
But if you say, I'm really here to help business owners have the joy and the satisfaction that comes from seeing their enterprise grow.
Right.
That has a whole different energy to it.
That's some really, so you've got joy. What was the other one?
I don't remember if I said joy and satisfaction.
Yeah, satisfaction and then grow.
Yeah.
I like that. Those are great, three great words right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It can be that simple.
Yeah. And maybe you're not a deep thinker. I mean, not everybody is. They're not deep, emotive people in the world. And that's fine. You're great too. But as deep as you can go to find those words, either that I would say register with you when you hear them. Like maybe somebody likes the word vulnerable.
Exactly.
I don't know. Or maybe someone likes the word soft or palatable. You know, something like that. Use those words. And maybe make a list of adjectives that you think describe you or your service, and then you go into the questions and things like that. It's so fun. I mean, I had to do it. It was scary, but it was fun to do. And then I'm like, no, that just can't be, after we got off the phone. But it is. You can't argue with the truth. It's funny. All right, we got to take another break. And then we're going to come up for our last segment, and Isabel's going to throw in hand analysis. Very interesting. I just kissed the microphone. How disgusting is that? Okay. All right. So we'll be right back. Humanity the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC.
The Friendship Club is dedicated to serving the recovery community in the Santa Fe area. It includes all persons seeking recovery physically, mentally, and spiritually, holding a variety of positive classes and activities where people can heal and help one another. For more information, go to santafe.com, keyword Friendship Club.
Girls Inc. inspires all girls from 5 to 18 to be strong, smart, and bold. For inspiration and more information, go to santafe.com, keyword Girls Inc.
Welcome back, Humanity the Experience on Talk 1260 KTRC. We're still here with Isabel Parlett. Now we're going to talk about some other things she does, which I think is amazing, hand analysis, and how that ties into the rest of the work she does. So go ahead.
So I practice something called scientific hand analysis, and it's a really interesting form of using the information in your hands to get a clear reading on what you're naturally hardwired to be great at.
Yeah.
It's based on the patterns in your fingerprints. And what's really interesting is most of the markings in our palms change over our life, but our fingerprints form in utero and they never, ever change. And I heard somewhere that the Navajo believe that the Great Spirit breathes into us and it's revealed in the pattern on our fingerprints.
Oh, I love that.
And this was a tool I learned about a few years ago, and I just was shocked myself to see how accurate the information that you draw from the fingerprints can be and how useful it can be for helping people decide on the form of the work that they bring into the world and on how they want to move forward, but move forward in a way that's really on purpose with their lives.
Yeah, it's true. And my hand analysis went right along with everything else you said to me. So yeah, you can't argue with the truth. I mean, it's there, black and white, so to speak, you know?
In another way, it's another tool I find to just keep bringing us home to ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep bringing us home to the truth about who we're here to be, because when we work with that, again, we're usually at our most powerful.
Isn't that
and
something?
Our most effective.
And it's right here in our little fingertips that we were born. We came out of our mommies with these fingertips.
Right.
It's really, so you can't get away from that.
No.
Oh, I just love that. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And it's all about my whole message with this entire show that I've been doing. Know your truth.
Right.
Speak it, tell it, live it, and you'll be fine.
And if I can remember yours without looking at my notes, I think you're in the school of service.
Yeah.
And you're here to transform consciousness, and you're here to communicate to the masses to inspire them to do the same.
Exactly. And that doesn't necessarily mean through a radio show or something else.
There's many formats that you could do that.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be.
But you're not allowed to keep your personal truth to yourself.
Right. No, and I'm happy to share it. I mean, sort of run around living my truth every day. I'll either talk about the garbage that happened to my husband and tell everybody the truth, or I'll talk about my feelings. I'll tell everybody the truth. I'll talk about how I see it. That's my truth. Whatever it is, you know, how I see the world at that moment. I'm not afraid. I love it. And it's because, and through my tragedy is where I was like, you know what? Screw that. This is the truth, whether anybody likes it or not. And I have just been living like that on all levels ever since, over the past almost 2 years. I lived like that before, but I was quieter about it. Now I'm like, I don't care. I got nothing to lose. Here we go.
Right.
I love it. And I feel so much better. You know, I feel like I'm coming into myself finally. But that's why, because you're living your truth, whatever it is. You know, I'm sorry if your truth is ugly and miserable, and that may be the case. Like, you may be a rotten human being, and you may want to do bad things to other people. You need to go fix that or, like, commit yourself. But the rest of us, 99.9% of us, are good. And I, you know, what a beautiful place this would be, and what a beautiful city we would, more beautiful city we would have if people were able to, you know, get in touch with their truths. I just think that's awesome. Tell us how we can get in touch with you, find you, sign up for appointments with you, etc.
The best way to find me is on my website, which is www.soundbiteshaman.com. And that's SOUNDBITE. And shaman is SHAMAN. So soundbiteshaman.com. I have a free report that people can get there on the 4 ways your message may be falling flat and how to fix it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then you get on my list, and I publish little video posts and articles, and I offer a lot of great, rich, free content throughout the year.
You have a lot. And then don't you do these things, like, what is it, Ustream?
I do. I do regular Ustream broadcasts on different topics. I did one on the art of overcoming nobody gets what I do syndrome.
Right.
And I recently did a free business writing retreat. Nice. And I'll probably be doing one again later this year or early next year, just encouraging people to actually use movement to help connect to their bigger, deeper voice.
Wow. And if you have younger kids now, movement is used in regular learning as well now as a better way to get the information inside their bodies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I love it. Okay. So go over your info once again.
So my website again is www.soundbiteshaman.com. Okay. And lots of good stuff. You can just opt in on any page. I think it's the top right corner. You put in your name and email and you'll be on my list and get all of my offers for the free stuff I offer.
What about signing up to have an appointment with you?
on my webpage, I have both programs and services people can sign up for. So you can get information there on getting a life purpose hand analysis.
Those were cool.
Or booking a session with me to develop the true spirit of your work, which is the bigger, deeper message that you're here to share.
Exactly. And it may not be the final, you know, product, but it's definitely going to set you on your path.
It's really the touchstone. I actually developed that tool when my company was called The Inspired Professional.
Oh.
And I developed to help people stay connected to what inspired them.
Yeah.
And it was only after I developed it for that use that I realized that it was so valuable for helping people shape their public language and their public communication.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. And the kit that you send out for the handprint, is that like the fingerprint material they use in police stations?
It is. I order it from like FBI supply.
Oh my God. I showed my children. I was like, see, if we ever get arrested, this is what it's going to be like to fingerprint us. And I was praying as I was doing it. I was like, this is so awful.
Right.
But, you know, it stays on your hand for a while. It's really neat.
It is. So what I do is I read hands for people around the world,
right,
and mostly in the U.S. and Canada. And so I have people use that fingerprint paper to make a copy of their hand and their fingerprints that they then mail to me so I can prepare the reading for them.
Yeah, and you give a couple of sheets in there, too.
Exactly.
It was cool. And when I was doing it, I was like, this must be what the police use. Ooh. Wow. All right. Well, this was cool. I thought this was a fun show. Very informative. Let's end off real quick with one of your poems.
So this is a poem I wrote that I think speaks to the work I'm here to do. And it's called Reveal Your Wild Free Spirit.
Oh.
Reveal your wild free spirit. Reveal your wild free spirit. And I will find the courage to show you mine. To leave behind the sad small footprint of my hesitant desire. And move into the open field where my soul can pound the earth with its clattering hoofbeat as I run, breathless and exultant, towards myself and the thin line that barely separates my imagination from heaven.
I love it. All right. That wraps it up. Isabel Parlette, the Soundbite Shaman, thank you so much. And this is Betsy Rornell on Humanity Experience, Talk 1260 KTRC. We'll catch you next time.
Kitchen Angels is a home-delivered meal program serving free, nourishing meals to homebound individuals. For more information about Kitchen Angels, go to santafe.com, keyword Kitchen Angels. EarthCare is youth leadership for community change dedicated to empowering and educating youth to create healthy and sustainable communities. Be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. For more information, go to santafe.com, keyword EarthCare.